With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. A lot of trouble for one major oil company.
Shares of ConocoPhillips fell on Wednesday after news that the oil and gas company said it plans to lay off up to a quarter of its workforce as part of a cost-cutting effort. Anonymous sources told Reuters that CEO Ryan Lance detailed the plans in a video message. Lance says the company needs fewer roles and cited rising costs, but expressed confidence that the outlook would eventually grow brighter for crude producers. A spokesperson confirmed the layoffs will impact 20 to 25% of the company's workers worldwide, amounting to several thousand jobs. I'm Jennifer King.
An issue uniting the right and the left as Republican and Democratic lawmakers rally support for a bill that would prohibit members of Congress and their immediate families from owning and trading stocks. Under the bill, lawmakers who currently own individual stocks and bonds would have 180 days to divest their stock. Two conservative news channels are going to be facing off in court, apparently. Here's Ed Donahue.
Newsmax claims Fox has tried to maintain its market dominance through intimidation and exclusionary business practices to stifle competition. The network claims Fox tried to block it from platforms like Hulu and Sling and pressured guests to avoid appearing on Newsmax. A network attorney said the law is clear. Competition, not coercion, should decide what news channels Americans can watch. Fox says Newsmax is trying to place blame for its competitive failures in the marketplace to chase headlines simply because they can't attract viewers. I'm Ed Donahue.
Key changes on the way in the world of television. C-SPAN's three public affairs networks will be carried on YouTube TV and Hulu's live television coverage beginning sometime in the early autumn. And this is SRN News. A major warning about the evils of gambling.
The NFL season kicks off this week, and over the course of the season, billions of dollars will be wagered and lost now that most states have legalized sports betting. The Southern Baptist Convention's Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission is urging Americans not to gamble. It's also telling pastors they need to speak out against gaming from the pulpit and prepare to help the problem gamblers that will likely begin to crop up in their communities. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Trump administration seeking UN authorization for a gang suppression force, that to help tackle violence in Haiti. That country has seen escalating violence with gangs controlling most of the capital. Kidnappings are very common, and Christian missionaries are a particular target. 4 years ago, a gang abducted 17 missionaries. They were held for about 2 months. This is SRN News. For some time now, most football fans have believed the NFL would soon expand to a season of 18 games. Then again, maybe not. The top executive for the NFL Players Association says additional regular season games may not be on the horizon at all.
The interim director of the NFL Players Association told the Associated Press an 18-game season is not inevitable, and he hasn't had any conversations with the league about expanding the length of the regular season, which increased to 17 games in 2021. David White said he had a productive meeting with NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell in New York a couple of weeks ago, calling it, quote, a very good start to our relationship, end quote, and added they have agreed to an open and respectful line of communication. White replaced Lloyd Howell last month. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
More details at srnnews.com.